Well, as you may know, we're in Branson, Missouri. We're here at the World View Weekend Conference with Brannon House. What an exciting time it is. People from all across the countryside gathered here in the conference, studying and understanding what some of the speakers are presenting to them as they sit and try to develop a worldview, a Christian worldview based upon the Bible and of course, the scenario for Bible prophecy in God's Word. The man whose ministry this is Brannon House. He has been involved. This is not his first rodeo, but it is the highlight of his year when he has a conference down in Branson. And I'm so thankful to you, Brannon, for allowing me to come along. You and I have the opportunity of doing a radio broadcast every single Friday as I give you a Middle East news update on your nationwide radio broadcast. But talk to me about the worldview situation and why it is so important for a Christian to have this worldview based upon God's Word.
Well, thank you, Dr. DeYoung. We sure appreciate our partnership with you and your ministry as well. You know, so many people see the world, as Francis Schaeffer said, in bits and pieces, not as the big picture. And so they don't understand how things all fit together. And once you understand the predominant worldviews and what they are, then you'll understand what's really going on. And then, of course, the Bible will start to have deeper application for you as you understand what the philosophies of men are. And that's what Colossians 2:8 talks about, the philosophies of men that are not according to Christ. And that word philosophies can also be translated fables. And there's a lot of people today believing fables are lies. And we know who is the father of lies. It's Satan. And so there are six main worldviews that rule the world, whether it's biblical Christianity, secular humanism, cosmic humanism or New Age, postmodernism, Islam, and communism. And then under communism, I would say communism, Marxism, Leninism, that kind of thing. So these are your six dominant worldviews. And, of course, as you understand these worldviews, you can understand how the Marxists and the Muslims disagree, but how they'll work together to defeat their shared enemy of America and Israel. I think we can see then what's going to happen with Gog and Magog as all these Muslim nations come together under the leader of Russia and build a coalition to attack their enemy Israel. As we see today in America, shifting from secular humanism of the 60s and 70s to really more of a cosmic humanism, a New Age spirituality. Today, the predominant worldview is no longer secular humanism. People today in large numbers are saying, I'm not religious, but I am spiritual. 72% of millennials will say, I'm not religious, but I am spiritual. So we're no longer living in a society dominated by secular humanism. In fact, the country is becoming more spiritual, and that's why you see the rise of pagan spirituality, Wicca religion. So if you want to understand all of these things that are going on and how then that impacts the church, because what you have is the culture goes in one direction and then shortly behind it comes the church following in that same direction. Now, that is the false church, not the real church, not the bride of Christ, not the remnant. But people may ask, why is it that our churches today are following Christian yoga, and there's nothing Christian about yoga. I mean, yoga, union with a Hindu god. Why would you want that? Why are they following this new spirituality? Well, sadly, the reason why is because the false church dovetails right behind the culture. So as you watch the way the culture goes, you can better believe that the false church is going to follow right behind it. And therefore, if you want to understand the spiritual worldview war that's taking place and then how we're to respond to counter these philosophies, because again, we're told to destroy every argument raised up against the principles of the Lord. Well, then you need to understand what those philosophies or arguments are in order to be able to defend the church from what Acts 20 says, 28 to 31, the men who have risen from within, Jude 3, the men who have crept in unnoticed. And so to understand all this, you have to have a proper worldview, you have to understand the biblical worldview, and then you have to be able to knock those worldviews down through the biblical theology that we study at our conferences.
Well, you started these conferences a number of years ago. What motivated you back then to start the conference? And then I want to ask you about how do we go about getting a proper worldview?
Well, we started them in January of 93 when we held our first one. And I was traveling all over the country speaking on education issues. And I began to notice that whether the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, either party was not going to solve the education problem, that in fact the problem really was a worldview problem. And so then I began to focus more and more on worldviews and what was going on with the worldview of people in the church. But now we're only doing a few a year because of the internet, and now we're going global. And we've really gone global, and our computer guy found through a computer study of our traffic, we have people in about a four-week period watching our television show in 120 nations. And so we're really looking to go global as we are now through internet, apps, and all the free stuff we offer with radio and TV, including carrying your radio show and your TV show. We hear from people all over the world. And so the beautiful thing is we've gone from being a conference-based organization to an internet-based organization, and now we're reaching the world. So your second question, how do we have a biblical worldview? Well, that has to come through the Bible. That has to come through sound doctrine. And the word doctrine just means teaching or instruction. And then we want to teach them biblical theology. And my definition of theology would really be theology that reveals the truth of God's Word. And so as we study God's Word, God's character and His nature, and the Bible's a reflection of His character and nature, then we can have a proper biblical worldview. And I just wrote a book called Twisted Scripture, Twisted Theology, where I took 42 of the most commonly twisted scriptures, and I untwist them. And these twisted scriptures that people are now taking and corrupting is what leads to bad theology and an unbiblical worldview. So if you want to have a proper biblical worldview, your foundation has to be a proper biblical theology, or you will never have a biblical worldview. You'll have a twisted worldview.
You know, you were talking about the church itself, and it does not seem to me that pastors and churches are understanding that they themselves and all of their congregants need to have a worldview based upon God's Word. Everybody has a worldview. You get it from the different areas or philosophies that you talked about a moment ago, but the Christian must have a Christian worldview. We need to alert the body of Christ, do we not? And some of these pastors, they need to teach God's prophetic word, God's entire word, to help people have this proper worldview.
Absolutely. And there are pastors that get it, and we are thankful for them, but sadly, the majority of them don't get it. They may have some good theology, but they don't get the big picture. And the interesting thing is, this is something that you can learn, listeners. I mean, I didn't go to seminary, but I spend about 25 to 30 hours a week studying the Bible, using concordances, using study Bibles, using commentaries, in order to break down the text, get back to the original Greek or Hebrew, understand what that word really means. We've got to have a proper understanding of the Bible. And sadly, most Christians don't know how to study the Bible in context. I can do this because I have chosen to do this by study, by tools, by commentaries, by concordances. And yet we see guys like Vance Havner, who did not go to seminary, who are great Bible teachers. And I could say that for many other guys as well. So, yes, Dr. DeYoung, we have a lot of guys who have a lot of knowledge of the world and man-centered marketing they bring into the church, but a lot of them do not know how to study the Bible in context. They rip verses out of context. Just the silly things they grab out of the Scripture and then try to apply them, that's not in the text. And yet then we wonder why we have churches that go off track, and it's because the guy leading the church doesn't know how to properly study the Bible, have a proper theology, and doesn't have a proper biblical worldview, and he doesn't even know what the purpose of the church is. They think it's to bring in the unsaved, and yet Ephesians tells us the church is to equip the saint for the work of ministry, and then we go out and give the gospel.
Your Worldview Weekend in Branson, Missouri has helped so many people get started on developing a proper biblical worldview. But that's not all that you do as it relates to your ministry. You have radio and television, the internet ministry, etc. Just give us some information quickly as to how they can get a hold of some of that information and go to your website. Our time's about up, but give us a brief bit of information about how to get a hold of you and your ministry.
Well, thank you. It's all at worldviewweekend.com. That's the main landing page, worldviewweekend.com, spelled together. You'll end up with two W's in a row, worldviewweekend.com. And when they get there, they'll find the radio page, and they'll find where they'll find your radio show and my radio show and others, and they'll find the TV page where you carry your TV show on Fridays and Saturdays. And they'll find our radio show, our TV show, which airs on the website as well on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So they'll find all kinds of stuff. They can find a free app to carry on their iPhone, iPad, or Android at worldviewweekend.com/APP. worldviewweekend.com/APP, and take Dr. DeYoung's radio and TV show on the road with you with your iPhone, iPad, or Android. So that's what we're seeking to do, is we look out across the landscape and we say, who are some godly men in these different fields of prophecy, Bible teaching, that we can elevate to the church, use them, their ministry, to equip the church, edify the church, encourage the church, the true bride of Christ. And you're part of that little collection of about 18 people that we definitely passed that spiritual test.
Well, thank you so very much for allowing me to participate in Worldview Weekend Ministry, and thank you for the joy of being able to be with you in Branson, Missouri. Appreciate your ministry so much, and I guess we'll see you on the radio next.
Thank you, Dr. DeYoung.